Hare Krishna, Dandavat to everyone. So today we are very, very happy to have Her Grace Nandanandana Priya Nivedita Mataji. I think Mataji needs no introduction because she's been associated with this call since 2013-2014. And did she join as a listener, but also she's given classes on this conference call. So after a long break, we are having Mataji back on the call today. So Mataji, thank you so much. Recently, Mataji was also initiated by His Holiness Jayapatak Swami Maharaj. This is her first class after her initiation. So we're very fortunate to have you on the call, Mataji. Thank you so much for accepting this request. You can take over. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for such a warm welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pavitra Madhvi Mataji, for kindly introducing everyone. Thank you for that. And thank you to all the Vaishnavas who are in the call. Vancha Kalpa Taru Pesha, Kripa Sindhu Pesha, Patita Nam Pavanipya, Vaishnavipya, Namo Nama. So I am really grateful for this opportunity to speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Though I feel myself really humbled and not at all eligible to speak anything on topic like this, but by mercy of all of you Vaishnavas, I will try my level best so that we all can learn something from today's session. Hare Krishna. I'll start with the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya चक्षुरावन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च. श्रीरूपं सादरजातं सहगणारघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं. श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखावितांश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धु दीनबंधु जगत्पति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So today we will be starting with chapter 20, Madhulila. So I will be doing just the first verse of this chapter. Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nicho Priyat Prasadatyad भक्ति शास्त्र प्रवर्तक. लेट मी ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबीसेंसेस ऑन टू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हु हैज अनलिमिटेड वंडरफुल ऑपुलेंसेस. बाय हिज मर्सी इवन अ पर्सन बॉर्न एज द लोएस्ट ऑफ मैन कैन एक्सप्रेस द साइंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सेल्फ. Hare Krishna. I feel myself so fortunate to be in all of your associations and to even to read this verse wherein we are talking about wherein Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is paying his heartfelt obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while describing about his unlimited and wonderful opulences and his order, his mercy, he is saying that with his grace, even a person who is born as the lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service. This verse, as such, each and every verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, both these books, they make sugar candies. Each and every verse is so sweet, so deep, that, you know, we can really immerse ourselves in each of those verses. And they are the gems of our Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya literature. In this verse, when he is saying that even a person born as the lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service, most of the men, most of us who are born in this Kali Yuga, is like, you know, many people they say that we have spent most of the jivas who are in Kali Yuga, we have maybe kind of spent so many, we were in other yugas, but we were not fortunate enough to take up Krishna consciousness at that time. And therefore now we are here, and again with Krishna's mercy, with mercy of some of the Vaishnavas, we have come in contact with Krishna consciousness, and it is now up to us to take it up, so that at least now in this birth we can, you know, do some Krishna seva. So I was thinking when I read this verse that it is so apt. I mean, reading something like Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Prabhupada himself used to say that it is like a PhD study. So reading something like that for a person like me, I was comparing myself, like, yes, definitely. You know, it's only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It is that he came, he gave, Radharani's prem, he gave Harinam, Sankirtan, which is the Yoga Dharma, and then followed by all the Acharyas, by the Goswamis, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself, who wrote this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavata, followed by Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Vidyadhanath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das, Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada, and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all the following Guru Vargas that we have. So by mercy of all of them, this knowledge has become so much accessible. Prabhupada translated them in English literature so that we can read it easily, we can understand it easily in such a simple language that now today a person like me, who is just like maybe six years or 7 years in Krishna consciousness and still trying to learn and imbibe these things in my life, and with the mercy of all of you Vaishnavas who are somehow connected with this very, very merciful parampara, that today I am able to, you know, in this call, say something on this particular topic. I mean, this verse really says that even a person born in lowest of men, who might not be knowing anything, can spread the science of devotional service. So how is it possible? Is it possible because there is something in that person, something in me that I can say something? No, it's by the empowerment of the prayer that we did, that along with you all, I did at the start of the class, wherein, you know, we were invoking the mercy of all the acharyas, the mercy of the guru parampara, that some words can come out which could be of use to all of us, which we can take away from this class and apply in each of our lives. So it is not possible, I think, that by a person's own effort, it's not my personal effort that I can say something to anybody. I mean, what can any person, or me if I take myself, what can I say to someone that can change a person's heart? What can I say to someone which can make even a little bit of difference in a person's heart? I am not having full control over my own life. So what can I do to change anybody else's life? But if something can happen, if a small statement in a call can really help someone, or can really help myself sometimes when a class is given by someone or even by me and I rehear it, I think it's not my words. It's a new enlightenment, and then I realize that it's coming from somewhere else. It's from the parampara. It's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which is flowing through this parampara. And when we are repeating like parrots, whatever we are reading, whatever we are listening, and then out of that the realization, the so-called realization, is also not new, but it's given, it's transmitted by the acharyas, and it comes out through the lips. So it's all the mercy that is flowing from him. Such is the magnanimous mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While this verse I read, I very, somehow I remembered a portion in Chaitanya Bhagavata. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, this portion comes in the Madhya Khanda. It's part of chapter 1. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is written by in him.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I think there's some disturbance. Can we put people on mute or something?
Okay, Hare Krishna, should I continue?
Go ahead, Mataji.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written back from Gaya, and people are observing the changes in him. And this is the class he's taking. So Nimai Pandit, he is still Nimai Pandit, and he has come back and he is taking his class. All his disciples are sitting in front of him. But now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the Vyakrans, is describing the aphorism, it's all in form of Krishna. It's all somewhere and everywhere related to Krishna. So these verses, they are in Bengali. I would maybe read a few verses from here and their English translations. So this is text 149, chapter 1, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself explaining to his students. So anyways, in this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are seeing that even the lowest of men, whatever preaching we have done, I mean, ISKCON has done such a phenomenal preaching throughout, but the roots lie with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, this episode, he is himself sitting and giving his first discourse to his students. And this is what he says. Prabhu bole sarva kale satya Krishna naam, sarva shastre Krishna bhai na bolaye anya. The Lord says, the holy names of Krishna are the eternal truth. All scriptures explain Krishna and nothing else. Kar harta karta palaita Krishna se Ishvara. Aja bhava adi sab Krishner kinkara. Krishna is the supreme controller, the creator, the maintainer and the annihilator. Everyone, beginning from Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, is his servant. I know we all, Vaishnavas who are in the call, we all might be knowing this, but I don't know, somehow these verses, as I said, all these verses are like so much sugar dipped, they are like so sweet, that repeating them, again and again, and still the ears feel like we should hear it once again. So therefore, I'm repeating it over here. Hopefully, you all are also liking it. Krishner charuno chhari je aro bakhane vritha janmo jaye tar asatya vachane. The life of anyone who gives up the lotus feet of Krishna and explains things as separate from him is useless as a result of his false statements. Text 151. Agama Vedanta Adi Jato Darshana Sarva Shastre Kohe Krishna Pade Bhakti Dhana. The philosophies in all scriptures headed by the Agamas and Vedanta describe the wealth of devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna. Text 152. Mukta Sava Adhyapaka Krishner Mayai Chhariya Krishner Bhakti Anya Pathe Jai. Teachers bewildered by the illusory energy of Krishna give up the devotional service of Krishna and take to other paths. Karuna Sagar Krishna Jagat Jivana Sevaka Vatsala Nanda Gopesh Nandana. Lord Krishna is the ocean of mercy, the life and soul of the universe, the lover of his servants, and the darling son of the cowherd Nanda. Hena Krishna Name Jar Nahi Roti Moti Poriyao Sarva Shastra Tahar Durgati. Even if one studies all the scriptures, if he has no affection or inclination for the name of Krishna, he is certainly degraded. Daridra Adhama Jodi Loy Krishna Naam Sarva Dosha Thakileo Jai Krishna Dham. If a poor fallen person takes to chanting the holy name of Krishna, he attains the abode of Krishna in spite of having many faults. Ei moto sakala shastre abhipraye ihate sandehe jar sei dukkha paye. This is the purpose of all the scriptures. Anyone who doubts this suffers. In this very nectarian verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to his disciples, two of the verses wherein he says that all the different teachers, Mukta Sava Adhyapaka Krishner Maya, being bewildered by the illusory potency of Krishna's Maya, Chariya Krishner Bhakti Anya Pathe Jai, they leave Krishna even though they might be very educated scripturally, but they leave Krishna and they teach other subjects. They teach everything else which is theirs, but not Krishna. And then he says that Hena Krishna Name Jar Nahi Roti Moti Poriya Sarva Shastra Tahar Durgati. So even if that kind of a person, he has read everything else, he will eventually and certainly be degraded because he has not got Krishna Prema. He has not understood Krishna, who is to be understood, who is to be named, known by all the Vedas, Veda Vedyam. So, Narad Pancharatra, there is a verse wherein it is said that Veda Bijam, Veda Vedyam, Veda Saram, all these three things, is the Sar of Vedas, he is to be known by Vedas, and he is the seed of Vedas. So, he is Krishna and Krishna alone. But who can know Krishna and who can preach about Krishna? Only by His mercy can a person know Him. Only by His mercy can we know Him and can we preach Him. Once when Prabhupada, there were few jnanis who came to meet Prabhupada, and they were discussing various topics with Prabhupada. And in the discussion, Prabhupada asked them that who is God, what do you think about this, you know? And during the discussion, Prabhupada asked him that, who is God? So these jnanis, these mental speculative philosophers, they were a little taken aback, and They answered, how can we just reply back like that to you? We have spent our life studying on this topic, you know. It will take hours to discuss on that. We don't have that much time. So Prabhupada asked them 2-3 times, and they never directly replied back, and they said that how can we just reply back like that. And then there was a devotee kid who was playing nearby, and Prabhupada calls that kid and asks that who is God, the same question. And the kid smiles and replies back, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gives that kid prasad laddu, pats him, and he goes off. And then Prabhupada looks to these philosophers and he tells them, what is the use of your lifelong study if you do not know what this devotee kid knows? So the same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his initial instructions, which is one of his very first discourses which he gave after he returned back to his disciples, he's saying that even if one studies all the scriptures, he has no affection or inclination for the name of Krishna, he's certainly degraded. I mean, there's no use in the consecutive verses wherein Mahaprabhu will say, he even says a verse which is like a little bit more stronger, wherein he says that after reading all the verse of all the scriptures, if you do not get Krishna prema, if you do not get the bhakti, then it's like reading all these scriptures is just like an ass who is carrying the load of the books. So we see that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it has passed so purely through this parampara, and then Prabhupada gave us the direct, solid nectar as is, and then via our Guru Vargas, it has come to us. And now, to each and every one of us, what is the instruction? This pure knowledge that we are getting through the mercy of our Guru Parampara, through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is our duty now? So our duty is again that we repeat and we take it as is to the extent we can do it with the mercy, again, because we are just the instruments and the main doer is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the main doer is the Gurus in the Guru Parampara. But just as an instrument, if we can, you know, just like the radio or a tape recorder, if we can play and give it, then the mercy will flow more and we will be able to give more. Though it's not us who are giving, it is just them. The mercy is flowing via them. Just like Krishna Das Goswami, like he is accepting his position. He is one of the gurus, and he's saying that, you know, even a person born lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service. So how is it possible? Only by the mercy. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purports, I will read this. So he says that Krishna consciousness movement means to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is this, to preach Krishna Upadesh. And what is Krishna's Upadesh? So in Bhagavad Gita 7.15, this is what Prabhupada is quoting here. Namam duskritino moodha prapadhyante naradhama. This is not our manufactured word. It is Krishna Upadesh, that anyone who is not surrendered to me, that is anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna, duskritino, he is immediately classified into four groups. What are the groups? Duskritina, moodha, naradhama, maya aprita jnana. So Prabhupada is saying, I am reading from his lecture, he says, so it is very simple thing. Who is moodha? One who does not surrender to Krishna. If one does not understand what Krishna is, either duskritina means sinful, moodha, that is fool, Naradhama, lowest of mankind, or Maya Avritta Gyan, that is whose so-called knowledge, education and degree have actually been illusioned by Maya and are therefore useless because his real knowledge is taken away. So there is no need of fighting, but we can understand what are these people in general. They are within these four groups of men, so we have to face them. So Prabhupada says that when we are out preaching, we will be mostly facing any one of these four categories of people. Prabhupada in his, in his another purport, I think this purport is from Canto 2, Chapter 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the purport of text 21. Here again Prabhupada is talking about preaching, and here Prabhupada says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of devotional service to the Lord to be preached all over the world, in every nook and corner, and therefore a pure devotee's duty is to dispel this order as far as possible. Every devotee should be very enthusiastic, not only in performing his daily rituals of devotional service, but in trying to preach the cult peacefully by following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. So it is like when we are preaching, it's a war against Maya. And we are all soldiers. For soldier, it doesn't matter whether we win or we lose. Fighting is important. Just the thing that Krishna told to Arjuna. We have to fight for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to fight for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of our Guru Vargas. And that is what is important. That is what ultimately counts. Because actually, this, you know, whether it's a temple, whether it's any preaching activity, everything is predestined, and you know, all these things will happen by their mercy. But if we can play a small role in that, a very tiny small role, it's just for our own purification. It's not that if we don't do it, it will not be done. Just like Krishna told to Arjuna that if you don't fight, someone else will fight. Because anyways, all these people who are standing in the Kuru army, their death is written. Their death is written. If you don't kill them, someone else will kill them. But it's just that Krishna, who is his friend, who is his, worshipable Lord, he wants Arjuna to take up that role. He wants Arjuna to get the credit for doing it. But if he won't take up, someone else will do it. Because their death has already been pre-written. The same way, all our small, whatever small role we can play in preaching, it could be book distribution, it could be as simple as gifting a book to a friend, telling about Krishna to someone, you know, it could be even making prasadam and distributing it, it could be any small tiny thing. In any way when we are, because all these activities are part of preaching, and in any way when we are doing preaching, it could be even making garland and, you know, putting it or serving in the temple or sweeping the floor in the temple, because even temples are centers of preaching. If when we are serving there, that's again part of preaching. So there is nothing which is preaching. There is nothing which is not preaching. It is just in our mood. Anything that we are doing for Krishna, anything that we are doing so that Krishna's name can reach to some other heart, that is preaching. It could be prasad, it could be just a glass of water which is offered to Krishna and you offer it to a postman who is standing outside your door and he is thirsty. So anything that we are doing is preaching, and that contains the mercy which is flowing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is flowing from Nityananda Prabhu, which is flowing from the entire Guru Parampara via our Guru Vargas, via us to that person. And we just have to be happy and feel ourselves very grateful that Lord allowed us to become an instrument at that point, that place, to do that particular service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 7, verse number 128, he says, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, Amar agyay guru hoy taro ei desh. So this was the instruction in chapter 7. He is giving it to Kurma Brahmana. And then we see that as and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever he meets on the way, he gives him Krishna prema and he also instructs him to distribute it to whoever he meets. So he says, Jare dekho tare kaho, whoever you see, try to distribute it. Try to, so distributing it, so like try to reach him. So if never he said that, you know, though we know and we feel that actually we have nothing that we can give to anyone, we don't have any capacity to do that, but you know, if we can just keep our thoughts empty of pride, empty of envy, and we just pray for their mercy, the mercy comes from there, the power comes from there, and we, whoever is in front of us, in whatever form, we just have to empty that pot of mercy to them, because it is, we don't have anything of ours, everything is coming from there, and we just have to empty the pot. And that is what, again coming back to today's verse, wherein Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Nicho pi yat prasadat syat bhakti shastra pravartakah. Even by his mercy, even a person born as the lowest of men can spread the signs of devotional service, because the power comes from him. So, with this, I will just at the end maybe add that Mahaprabhu, in his own life, via all his associates also, he wanted to exemplify this particular mercy factor and this particular drive wherein he wanted each and every one to do a role in preaching. And it is maybe therefore that, you know, Prabhupada, he used to say that it is good that if we can sit at our home and do our follow the four regulative principles and do our chanting and do our puja, It's very nice and good. But at the same time, because we are in the parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are in the parampara of Nityananda Prabhu, because we are in this very, very merciful parampara, it is our duty. We have mercifully received it. And it is our duty, we are duty bound to this parampara, to spread this message as much as we can, as much as it is in our capacity, and as much as we can do. Because the more we do, the more empowerment will come from us, the more empowerment will come from the parampara. A big ocean, it's a big unlimited ocean of mercy, and it will just flow down. The more we want to do, the more we pray, the more opportunities we will get. But all the time we only have to remember that we should never feel proud, because everything is coming from there. Otherwise, if the power doesn't come from there, we cannot even change, or we cannot even speak to anyone. I mean, why should anyone hear a normal, very normal person? In fact, most of the Kali Yuga people are like malichas. That's, in fact, you know, meat eaters and doing all sorts of bad activities. At least that's what stands true for me. I have been doing all those things till the time, mercifully, by some Vaishnavas, mercy, I came into Krishna consciousness. So there is nothing, I mean, the lowest of men and women, lowest of jivas, but still by great mercy we have got this, and therefore we are duty bound to spread the mercy as much as we can. Just to exemplify this, Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, actually, he during one of his discourses, he said that Haridas Thakur was given Namacharya by Sriman Mahaprabhu just to teach all living beings that aristocracy or social prestige has nothing to do with the spiritual inferiority or superiority. The spiritualists alone are the real aristocrats and the topmost Brahmins. Whereas aristocracy or social prestige of materialists is artificial, actually an impediment to the chanting of Hari's name. So, you know, all these so-called things that we have, say, nice education or beauty or richness, any of these things, they actually bring with it a lot of pride, and it's more than helping, it is an impediment to our Krishna consciousness. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is a verse which says, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribhir, all these things, your high birth, your education, your beauty, all these things, they are kind of high education, bodily beauty. All these persons who have this respectable parentage, they cannot approach Krishna with sincere feeling because all these things are an impediment. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Antalila 4.68, he says, Dinir adhika daya kare bhagavan, kulina pandita dhanir bado abhiman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is always favorable to the humble and meek, but aristocrats, learned scholars and the wealthy are always proud of their positions. So it's therefore, you know, all these things, it's better that if we are away from all of this, if we don't have any of these, maybe they are at least they are not impediments, at least in the initial stages. Though we see that there are examples of Amrish Maharaj, Janak Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, who had all the riches, who had everything, and Parikshit Maharaj, I mean, so many examples we have, even the Pandavas, Kunti Devi. So they all had so many riches, they had a nice parentage and everything, but still throughout their life they were fully dedicated to Krishna. But at least in the initial stages of sadhana, it is a little impediment because pride creeps in very easily. So it's better that we are away from this so we can get more of Krishna's mercy, and whatever mercy we get, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, that even the person who is born lowest of the men, because they will be deemed are more favored by Krishna, he will be more favored by Krishna, and then he can spread this science of devotional service because of the mercy he has received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Guru Vargas. So with this, I would like to end the class. Hope we all are able to get something which could be of help to our devotional life from today's lecture. If any of you have any corrections or questions,
Hare Krishna Mataji, all glory Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Very, very nice class, Mataji. I'm sorry, Mataji, can you tell me what your initiated name is again?
It's Nandana Nandana Priya Nivedita.
Nandana? No, I didn't hear you.
Nandana Priya Nivedita.
Priya, Nandananda Priya. Oh, very nice, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I really liked a couple of points in your class that were really kind of like just hit me in the right spot, I want to say. When you said that we're all soldiers and it's not whether we win or lose that we have to think about, we just have to fight the good fight. That really kind of struck at me, you know, struck me right in the right place. And also when you said that we have to pour out the mercy out of this pot. You said the pot of mercy, you need to just pour it. And I was just thinking that it's such a nice illustration. And one more thing, when you were saying that every little thing you do is part of that devotional service, whether it be making a garland or offering water or all this. Just the whole mood of how you are explaining that it's mercy coming from them and we just need to give it to everybody. It was very, very sweet, Mataji. Very nice to hear you again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, but I was just repeating. Thank you so much. Very, very sweet. I really liked, like how Paneshwari Mataji was saying, all that people, really, it was very, very nice. Also about Prabhupada's pastime, and then when you said how the empowerment actually comes, it's like we are no one, we're just speaking, but the empowerment comes from Guru and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you so much, Mataji. It was very beautiful.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanmat Pranam.
Dhanmat Pranam. Thank you so much. I like each and every point. I'm going to listen to the recording again so I can write it down and not forget. A couple of points that I remember was main thing, you know, I like the service, whatever little service you do is important the more than we should, when you said you can do puja and chanting at home, but when we spread Krishna consciousness, or we should at least do Prabhupada's mission, help in Prabhupada's mission and spread Krishna consciousness wherever, whenever we can. So we should carry always some books with us, that means, and try to give it to someone. And I like that point very much. And all other points that you mentioned, and Paneshwari Mataji mentioned, to apply, it's very good. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. But actually all the points I made are the points made by Prabhupada and the Acharyas. I just repeated that, so the credit goes to them. Yeah, all their points.
Yeah, Jai Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanmat Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji. I like the point, like, even if we offer even a glass of offered water to someone, it is also a preaching or it is also a service. So, like, there are how many ways to serve someone or to preach, because even offering prasad is also a preaching. So sometimes we forget this, and it's very important, so it can help someone. So thank you so much, Mataji, for such a nice point, and each and everything was so nice. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much to all the viewers.
Thank you very much for wonderful class. How nicely you narrating. And Mataji, we have to preach Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu message, and you inform that is touch to heart, Mataji. Thank you very much for association. Because of Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada mercy, only one can teach like this.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I joined a little late. I mean, very late. I forgot about it and I was doing something else. So, but this was very nice what I have heard. I'm going to listen to the class. Very wonderful. Nice instructions and also nicely explained. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, sorry. I'm Danuri again. Dasi speaking. Just one point I remember that engaging someone in service is a service too. So sometime when newcomer comes at the temple, we have so many services, of course, to do a lot of things because brahmacharis and other devotees are doing so much. They are cooking constantly. Any service we can get any time of the day if we go. But at the same time, Prabhupada mentioned that when some newcomer comes and we have to kind of engage them and welcome them and talk to them, so that way it's also service. Sometimes, you know, we get observed in our service, but then newcomer comes. So because I feel like I was also a newcomer once upon a time and everybody started that way. So that point that I just want to share what I read from Prabhupada's book that we should engage them and try to welcome them and then provide anything we can to help them in coming to Krishna consciousness. So anytime anybody, you know, a lot of new people come at the temple. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's such a nice realization that you shared. Yes, that's really one of very nice service to engage others in service. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing the realization.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, very wonderful class, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Thank you to you. Thank you.
Have any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Preeti Vilasini Mataji. I'm sorry. I just wanted to give a shout out to Dhanavari Mataji. I'm going to give her a compliment here. She's from the San Diego Temple, and she always goes out of her way to welcome the newcomers, and she asks them to help her after the feast to clean the mats and stuff, and they come so very nicely to come and help. She's always engaging everybody, and she's always got books. Always, she's a true warrior as she goes out, and wherever she's going, wherever she's walking, she's got books with her. So I just want to give her a shout-out, and, please give her the Vaishnava's blessings that she continues to progress and help others progress. She's a real, real example. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Paneshwari Mataji. That was so nice. Thank you so much, Dhanavari Mataji.
Thank you. I'm not that so kind and sweet, but I'm not worthy, but I try and I need the blessing that I like what she said, that I need more blessing. I'm still a new block in the kid. I consider myself new, and I need blessing and association, and Paneshwari Mataji always helps me. She gives me her association, and she goes out of her way and gives me association, and I mean that she does a lot too, teaching the students, and more than you could ever imagine. So I want to give her a shout out because all the students that they are learning the verses of Gita, and when they come out, you think like, oh my God, this is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's little young Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mandri, like how they are doing slokas, and translating, and how they are learning Gita. That sometimes we have a hard time, and Parikshari Mataji, there are so many things at the temple beside her, her other duties at home. So I appreciate her association and her kind words. Thank you. I need blessing. Hare Krishna.
All Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj's mercy only.
Yes, yes. Guru Maharaj, Guru and Gauranga, Prabhupada. It's nice. And Vaishnava's association is necessary. I get it. Thank you.
All glories, all glories. Anyone else would like to add anything to the discussion or ask Mataji anything? Okay. So thank you all so much. Thank you so much, Nivedita Mataji, for the very sweet class. Thank you so much, all the Matajis, for joining in the live. The class now. Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Kriti Vaishnavibhyo Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Shri Nandanandana Priya Nivedita Mataji Ki Jai Hare Krishna Ananta Koti
Vaishnavibhyo. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.